This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hey, Agun Erev Shabbos, Rabbi Isai. As we prepare for the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, Haba Aleinu L'Toiva. This is our last shir of Tavshin Ayin Ches. So we thank the Rebbeinu Shlom that he's mezaka us to get together for Liman HaTorah, Tavshin Ayin Ches. May we be zoicha for another healthy year of Liman HaTorah, for coming year, Bezus Hashem, and many years to come.
Amen.
So, I'm going to speak about the obvious topic on everyone's mind, and that is the importance of celebrating Purim on Rosh Hashanah. Yes, I know that's you've all been thinking about that. The importance of celebrating the Yom Tov of Purim on Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, HaToikea L'toich HaBar, it's talking about different types of Sheifarois, Mishnah of Zayin Abay, someone who blows in a pit, or L'toich HaDus, or a cistern, or L'toich HaPitom, another cave, Im kol shofar shama yatza. If you hear the shofar, you're yatza. Vim kol havara shama lo yatza. Or likewise, someone who is passing by a shul, or if your house was close to a shul, v'shama kol shofar. Oy kol megillah. You heard the sound of a shofar, or the sound of the megillah. On Rosh Hashanah, you heard somebody laying the megillah. Obviously, he's talking about on Purim. Purim? Why are we talking about Purim? The entire Masechta is about Rosh Hashanah. Why in the world is the Mishnah saying, if you were passing by a shul, this is talking about Toikea, L'toich HaBar, L'toich HaDus, we're talking about various shofaros. Now if you're walking by a shul, and you heard the sound of a shofar, or the sound of Megillah, Im kivein liba yatza, v'im lav lo yatza. Why in the world are we talking about the Megillah over here? Furthermore, we all know that the month of Elul that we're in has many Ramazim. One of the famous Ramazim to the month of Elul that is brought in the Chai Adam, Kayamim Asher Nachu Vahem Ayudim Eoyvehem V'Hachoydash Asher Nepach Lahem Yagun L'Simcha U'meyev Eliyahim Toiv La'asoy Soysam Yimei Mishtev V'Simcha U'meshloyach Manois Ish L'Reyehu U'matanois L'Evyoinim. We all know the famous remez to Elul is Ish L'Reyehu U'matanois L'Evyoinim. We take it for granted already. But why in the world is there a remez to Elul in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? You could not possibly have two more diametrically opposite concepts than Shalach Manos and Elul? Why in the world? Bishlama ani ledoidi v'doidi li eslevav chavi eslevav. But the Chai Odom says, v'nasnu remez ozeh. U'mishloach Manos ishlereyehu. U'matanos avyoinim. Rashi Tevois Elul. Lirmois shabachoydash elul yarbe b'matanos avyanim. From here we learn the month of Elul, you should increase shalach matanos avyanim. Give a lot of tzedakah. Okay, fine. So it's a remez that you should give tzedakah in the month of Elul because umatanos avyanim. What about shalach manos? If you want to say that Elul is marumas and matanos avyanim, but it's also alluded to in shalach manos. Now I'm going to tell you something. You're going to flip. You say, what? I never heard this before. So again, don't take my word for it. I'm not going to tell you a halacha now. I'm going to tell you psukim in the Nevi'im. Okay, Sefer Nehemiah. We actually learned this. Vayomer Nehemiah hu ha-tershasa ve'ezra ha-koyin ha-sofer ve'ha-levi'im ha-mevinim es-ha'am. Nehemiah, the tershasa, Ezra, the sofer, the Levi'im who taught to the people, they said, hayom kadosh ulashem lekechem. Today's holy. Altis ablu, do not mourn. V'altivku, don't cry. Ki voichim kol ha'am. Ki shama mesdevrei ha'Torah. The people cried when they heard the Torah. They cried because they realized they weren't fulfilling the Torah. They were crying. What day was it, Rashi says? Hayoim kadosh, ki yoim Rosh Hashanah. It was Rosh Hashanah. V'yoim Elohim. So Nehemiah says, L'chu, what are you crying? Ichlu mashmanim, eat fatty foods. Ushasu mamtakim, and drink sweet drinks. Vishilchu manos, send shalach manos. Le'ein nochon, for those who didn't prepare. Loi, ki kadosh hayom adoneinu. V'yal teyotzevu, do not be sad. Ki chedvas Hashem, hi ma'uzechem. Ma'uzchem. Now, I'll tell you a chiddush. There's a question whether you're allowed to cry in Rosh Hashanah. In the Sifrei Chasidus, they speak about crying. In fact, the Mate Ephraim brings down, anyone who is not moved to tears on a Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is a siman that there's something with their neshama that's problematic. But on the other hand, the Goyin says, no, on Rosh Hashanah, you need to be happy. You hear this? The Hasidim are sad on Rosh Hashanah. The Litvaks are happy on Rosh Hashanah. People say the Litvaks, they're not happy. They're much happier. They're much happier. The Goyin says, you're not to be sad on Rosh Hashanah. You, when you hear the sound of the shofar, says the Goyin, you should be beaming with joy. B'shimcha yigiluhon kol hayoyim. We rejoice in that Hashem is our King. The Leviim silenced the people. They said, Hasu, stop crying. Ki kadosh hai ki hayem kadosh. So what did the people do? Vayelchu kol ha'am lecho v'lishtois u'lishalach monois. What did the people do on Rosh Hashanah? What mitzvah did they do? They did the mitzvah of shalach manos. So how many times on a Yom Da'iraisa during the year is the mitzvah of shalach manos? It's a good trivia question. Stop a yid. How many times a year on a Yom Da'iraisa is there a mitzvah of shalach manos? Once. When? Rosh Hashanah. Purim is drabanan. Rosh Hashanah is the one day a Yom Da'iraisa you have a mitzvah of shalach manos. Says the Pri Chadosh, V'noyeg ani l'shloyach manos la'aniyim erev Rosh Hashanah. My minhag is to send out shalach manos erev Rosh Hashanah. What? Yeah. Kedachsiv, lechu ichlu mashmanim, ushesu mamtakim, vishulchu manis le'inocheloi, uchsiv ayelchu ka'am. It's a pasuk in Navi. Therefore, says the pre-chadash, the Rav of Yushalayim, my custom is I send out shalach manis before Rosh Hashanah. Wow, I never heard that before. So it's interesting. Listen carefully. The Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, min drinin hilchos kiyah shofar, says, and what happens if you heard a Megillah? I guarantee you, when people listen to the Tkiyah Shofar, the last thing on their mind is Kriyas HaMegillah. You have the remez to Elul is in the mitzvah of Shalach Manos. There's a mitzvah of Shalach Manos that covered Rosh Hashanah. Now I'll tell you a story now. In the Sefer Rosh Gulas Ariel, he brings down that one of the Talmidim of the Imrei Emes, Reb Shammai Ginsburg, the Imrei Shammai, said, once Erev Rosh Hashanah, a Sfardi Yid came to the Ger Rebbe, and he gave him shalach manos. And when the Ger Rebbe accepted the shalach manos, the Ger Rebbe said, yeah, that's right, the Pri Chadosh was the Rav in Yerushalayim. So they said, Rebbe, what are you talking about? He said, very pasha, the Pri Chadosh paskins, that the minhag is to give out shalach manos in a covered Rosh Hashanah, and therefore, since he was the Rav of Yerushalayim, that's why it's important that I accept the shalach manos. This is a minhag in Yerushalayim. By the way, minhag of Sfardim is to give out shalach manos in honor of Rosh Hashanah. To the point where I have over here a Judaica journal that in Eretz Yisrael, in the 1900s, from the year 1900, Minog Svardim B'Yushalayim Hayo L'Shloyach Manois with a picture of Akedas Yitzchak that says on it L'Shana Taiva. Okay. You can take a look at it. It's for sale. If you want it, it's, how much does it cost? You could bid on it for between $120 and $150. But that's Reb Chizkiyo Di Silva. Reb Chizkiyo Di Silva. Fine. Here it's brought down that Reb Shammai Ginsburg actually said that it could be the minug of simanim on Rosh Hashanah. Why do we have simanim on Rosh Hashanah? Because the pasuk says, "Ichlu mashmanim shesu mamtakim," to eat sweet foods, to drink sweet drinks. So the simanim Rosh Hashanah are in commemoration of this pasuk. By the way, I'll show you another connection between Rosh Hashanah and Purim. The Mishnah on Sukkah says, "Do we blow shofar? Do we take Dalet Minim on Shabbos? No. Says the Gemara, V'hainu taima de shofar, V'hainu taima de Megillah. So again, it groups together Hilchos Shofar with Hilchos Megillah. Like, why are we being mitzvah of these two mitzvahs? So let me just tell you two ideas first, and then you'll see where I'm going with this. Number one, the Rav Huttner says, I believe, the Indian of Shalach Manos is who he's sending the Shalach Manos to, says the Pasuk in Nehemiah, Le'ein Nachayin Lai, to those who did not prepare. What happened on the first day of creation? God created the world. Why did He create the world? Oh, because he created the world, because there were people around and they needed something to eat, so God had to create a world for them. Right? We were there. We were all there. All mankind was around. So God said, but you must be hungry, so let me create a world for you. No. Nobody needed anything because nobody was around. So God, so to speak, didn't create because there was a need. He created to be able to provide. So the inyan to replicate that and to emulate that on Rosh Hashanah, we give Shalach Manos in recognition of God went out of His way to do for those who didn't even exist yet. That's the concept of Le'ein Nachaymai. Another idea behind the Shalach Manos of Rosh Hashanah is brought in the Sefer Ner Aroin, and that is, it's famously, the Manos Halevi says the purpose of Shalach Manos is to unify the people. That's why Haman said, Yeshna Yam Echad Mefuzar Mefayrod Bein Ha'amim. We're disparate, we're ununified. So in order to combat that, in order to show that we're one nation, Nikhalu HaYehudim Lech Kenois is called Yehudim. And the mitzvah of Shalach Manos, it was to show in the times of Haman, we're Ba'achtos. There's a very important reason why we need to be Ba'achtos on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. And that is because what is the main objective of Rosh Hashanah? To be Mamlech Hashem as our king. And the Pasuk says, in terms of Malchios, Vayihi Bishurun Melech, when is God the king? Behis'ahseif Rosh Ha'am Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. God's Malchios is recognized when His subjects are unified. If His subjects are in disparity, that is a chisarain in the achdus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, as a way of being Mamlech Hashem, we give out Shalach Manos in order to create this Kabbalas O Malchus Shamayim. Furthermore, let me just digress for a few moments. Rav Moshe Wolfson in the Sefer Emunas Itecha has a beautiful explanation for the historical background of what transpired in the times of Nehemiah, where Nehemiah said, L'chu ichlu mashmanim v'shesu memtakim le'ein nachayin loy ki kadosh hayoyim l'adoyneinu. This pasuk is talking about Rosh Hashanah, and Nehemiah told this to those who were coming up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara in Be'ah and Daf Tezvav Amud Beis asks, we learned this Gemara, what does it mean, send manos le'ein nachayin loy? Amar Rav Chisda, to those who didn't send Erev Tavshilin, to those who did not make Erev Tavshilin, send them food, send them provisions. Rector of Wolfson, whoa. That's why we need to send Shalach Manos, because there are people who didn't make Erev Tavshilin. We all know that if somebody did not make an Erev Tavshilin, they could rely on the fact that the Rav made an Erev Tavshilin. And Ezra and Nehemiah, they were the Gedolim there, they certainly made an Erev Tavshilin. But the answer is that the Gedolim only make Erev Tavshilin so that someone who forgot or was Nenas have what to rely on. So how could it be that there was somebody who didn't make Erev Tavshilin? Nehemiah could have been mezakeh them. But the answer is it must be. You could only rely on an Erev that someone else made for you if you forgot it or your nenas. So it must be that they were Yidden. They were not Poshea, because these are Yidden who came back from the Golos. Obviously they were Balei Tshuva. But it must be these are people who forgot.
Again, in the show of Lechadudi.
Hello?
Radio. I'm Rabbi Shai Tahan. Speaking a little bit about Yonei Diuma.
You're on my show, though. Yeah? I guess he's, I don't know what happened there. Okay, but the show goes on, but so they were all Balei Tshuva. So what happened? It must be they forgot the previous Yom Tov. And the halacha is that if you've ever forgot Erev Tavshilin before, you can no longer rely on the Erev Tavshilin of the Rav. Like the Gemara says on the Tezayin Mabez, there was a person who was arranging brisas before Mar Shmuel. And Mar Shmuel, so he was sad. He said, why are you sad? He said, because I didn't make an Erev Tavshilin. He said, rely on me. The next year he saw he was sad again. He said, you can't rely on me anymore. So you have to say that these people had already forgotten. And what's the reason why if somebody forgets already, you cannot... you can't do it a second time? It's a knas. It's a knas that they didn't they didn't have the proper focus to fulfill the takana of Chazal that they forgot another time. Therefore, it's usur for them to cook. What are they going to eat? Don't eat anything. Too bad on you. Bad on you. You shouldn't have forgot. Now, this guy, is it proper to send him food or is it not proper to send him food? It's not nochain that his neighbor should send him food, because then he's not going to feel bad, and the chachamim, really, there was no point in knasing him, because he could just get food from other people. Better he should eat in darkness. However, Nehemiah came along, and he taught the people that that's not what you should do. Even though the chachamim are rightfully knas the guy, and the guy should suffer, but it's also right that the neighbor should feel bad for him, and send him shalach manas. This is similar to what Tornus Rufus asks Rabbi Akiva. Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva, if God loves the poor, then why doesn't He give them food? So Rabbi Akiva says, so that we should be zoicha through them by giving them tzedakah. So Turnus Rufus says, what do you mean? If a king makes a decree that somebody violates his will and the king incarcerates him and somebody feeds the person in prison, then the king's going to get angry at the person who fed the person in jail. Rabbi Akiva said, no, you're missing the boat. What if the king had to incarcerate his own son? Then if somebody goes and feeds his son, the king is going to be happy that the person fed his son. Likewise, when we give tzedakah, even though you say, well, God doesn't want him to have food, so who am I to give them food? It's a way of demonstrating that we're all the children of Hashem and Hashem is our Father. Likewise, on the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, Nehemiah said, yeah, even though maybe instinctively you would say, don't give the guy, let the guy suffer. God, the Chachamim don't want him to have food. He forgot already the Erev Tavshilin. When the Pasuk says, listen to this, Rav Wolfson said, when the Pasuk says, send manos le'ein nachain, it doesn't just mean to someone who didn't prepare. Le'ein nachain, for someone who didn't act correctly. That's what it means, le'ein nachain. He says, l'chein hoisav lomer, ki kadosh hayom la'adoineinu v'al te'otzvu. Meaning, to those, he says, "Zeh Amar Klape Oisim Shlahichinu Erev." Don't be sad. Don't be sad like that person who was sad that he didn't make Erev Tavshilin. Today is a holy day. Today, everyone will stand in judgment. Im Kimbanim, Im Kaavadim. And by acting like Minag Banim and sending people Manois, it will be Ma'orer B'Shamayim the Mida that we are all Banim La'Makoyim. Ki Chedvas Hashem Hi Me'uzchem. Okay. This is just a rationale, just explaining some of the history of that particular incident. But be it as it may, we've established there's some interesting connections. Number one, in middle of Hilchos Shofar, it says, by the way, if you heard the Shofar behind the shul, or the Megillah. Number two, the remez to Elul is in the mitzvah of Shalach Manos. Number three, there seems like there is basis in Tanakh for a mitzvah of Shalach Manos for Rosh Hashanah. In fact, the Pri Chodesh was noig that way. Let me tell you another idea. Look at the Shmoneh Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Uvechein, tein pachtecha Hashem Elokeinu akol masecha. Uvechein tzadikim yiru v'yismachu. Uvechein yisnasai. Uvechein. Why every bracha begins with the word uvechein? Where do we ever say the word uvechein? Uvechein avoy el hamelech asher loy chados v'chasher avadeti. Says Avudraham, the reason why Chazal were masaki in the word uvechein in the Shemana Esrei is because we know when you stand in front of a king, that's the word that's used in Tanakh, like in the pasuk uvechein avoy el hamelech. So today, since today we're standing before the melech, in order to conjure up the image of standing before the melech, we use the word uvechein because we know what we think of when we hear the word uvechein. Oy made lefnei hamelech. Says the Siddur HaGra, there's more to it. Because that uvechein in Megillas Esther that we're trying to conjure up is not just avoy el hamelech. Uvechein avoy el hamelech asher loy chados v'chasher avadeti. That when you stand before the king, and you're not the way you should be. Oy vavoy, chasher avadeti, avadeti. It's to strike some pachet in your heart that you know what happens when you stand before the king, when you're not on the level you should be on. It's quite frightening. Says in the Siddur HaGra, psicha litzki alet filas Rosh Hashanah. He brings the Avudraham that we say v'chein tein pachtecho v'chein ovei al melech, because now is the Yom Adin, we're standing before the melech machayam lachem, hamagit tzedek. Right, I'm going to explain this. it's also mechavin to the end of the pasuk. V'chein ovay al amech ha'shaloich hadas. Yimi yoymar zechisi libi. Who could say, yeah, God, I'm almost ready for you. When I stand before you, I'm going to be looking my finest, and I'm going to stand before you proud. I can't wait. Who could say that they're zoicha? Who could say that they're going to be pure before HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mi la yevoy shlovei el ha-melech b'levush sak. Right? Somebody who stands before the melech b'levush sak. Ki ma anu, ma chayenu, ma koichenu. Do we doing the proper tshuva? Even if we do tshuva our whole lives. So we have to realize that our standing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah is begeder what Esther said, uvechein ovay al ha-melech asher lo yichados. And realize that even though Esther fasted 3 days, nevertheless, she still, and she was Tilbash Esther Malchus. Think about it, she says like this, Avsha also said, Kama Chuvois, Tsumo Alai, Al Toich Ladush Yom Yom Yom. Uchsiva Talbash Esther, Vatilbash Esther Malchus. She was Lavish Wachagav, Abkigan Omro, Bechin Ova Malchashaloi Chadas. Malko Yishal Olam. So this is another connection. Very interesting. Here we have in the middle of the Hilchos Shofar, we're bringing in Megillas Esther, the Mitzvah of Shalach Manis, the Nusach HaTfilah. So I'll tell you why I'm speaking about this topic. First of all, it's very interesting. Who ever thought about such a thing? So this is somewhat of a fundraiser, actually. I'll be honest with you. B'chesed Elyoin uvarachamei Shemaim, I'm working on a Sefer. First Sefer on Purim. It's going to be on Purim, Be'ezus Hashem. So if anybody knows somebody who wants to be a patron of this project, right now, this is just soft cover edition. It's like 240 pages, but Be'ezus Hashem hopefully will be bigger, and it'll be hardcover, hopefully to come out with this coming Purim. So, and I hope this will be one of the Ma'amarim that we're going to add to it, the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Purim. We still have more to go, but this is a good excuse to get it in. To those listening, Es Asher Yeshnoi Kan, Es Asher Einenu Kan, we'll get in the Parsha, Es Asher Yeshnoi Vanu Pai Ayoim, Es Asher Einenu Pai. Okay, but the Chida observes this phenomenon. Look at number 16, the Chida observes the phenomenon, and he says that if you look in the Mishnah in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, Chav Zayin Amud Beis, Misha Haya Oiver Achor Beis HaKnesses, or his house is near the Beis HaKnesses, and he heard the sound of a shofar. Im kivein liba yatsa, im lav lo yatsa. What in the world is this doing there? So says the Chida, this is to teach you. The sound of the Megillah is like the sound of the shofar. Just like when you hear the shofar, it's with awe and love. It's Yom Adin. When you hear the sound of the Megillah, it also has to be with awe and with love. Realize number one, what our chataim brought upon us through the gzeirah of Haman. We were almost destroyed, chas v'shalom. And be'ava, through the ava of the nes. But I'm just bringing in, the chida makes this observation, that in middle of Hilchos Shofar, we bring in Megillah. Again, the chida repeats this idea in the Kisei David, Rosh Chav Dalid, Le'hayrois ki be'purim tzarach she'yia ha'koil be'yiras Hashem. On Purim, we need to have the fear of God like on Rosh Hashanah. Let me share with you another important thought. Gilu Barada. Gilu Barada. So in other words, the Chida is observing this phenomenon. But still, it's quite odd that there are all these connections between the last Yom Tov, I think most people think about on Rosh Hashanah, is Purim. And here it is, you know. I'm chasming over Hilchos Shofar. What? Doesn't it say the same thing about Hilchos Megillah? Yeah! You know, no shofar on Shabbos and Megillah. No uvechein, uvechein, uvechein. The whole davening, I'm thinking about Megillah's Esther. So there's I want to say two things. Number one, the Chida brings down in two places that the father, you know, there are avos and toldos. The av yom tif of the whole year that incorporates all the yamim tovim is Purim. Purim is koilel all the yamim tovim. Look at number 18. The Chida in the Dvash Lefi says Purim is koilel kol yamim tovim. How? First of all, Pesach, we make a kavah chomer from Pesach to Purim. Pesach is me'av d'slecheros. This is misa l'chaim, right? That's a famous Gemara that learns out Mikra Megillah, kavah chomer from Pesach. Shavuos is matan Torah. Purim we were mekavah the Torah be'ava. Rosh Hashanah, sifrei chayim v'sifrei mesim. So here also we were nidoin L'chaim or l'meisim. Yom Kippur, mechilas avoinois. On Purim we were nimchal ma'ashenenu. Sukkis anane akavoid. We were nichnesu tachas kanfei hashchina. Rava me'ama oretz misyahadim. It could be, says the Chida, the reason why it's called Purim, because Purim is Rosh Tevois, Pesach, Vesukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Matan Torah. You got it? Purim, Vesukkos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Matan Torah. By the way, says the Chida in the Avas David, I want to add a few more things. What about Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? It's there also. Because Vashti was Mafshin Narei Sisrav Oisus Malacha B'Shabbos. Therefore, she was Nishchad on Shabbos. So that's also included. Rosh Chodesh Be'echar Ba'adar Mashmin Al Ashkolim. And he says, K'soiv Zois Ikarin Ba'Sefer as Rosh Yitevois Zayin Shabbos Kippur Rosh Hashanah and the Nun. In other words, like this. Zayin is Shabbos. Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, the word Zikaron. The Nun is a remez to the 50th day Shavuos. And Sefer is Rosh Teva, Sukkos, Pesach, Rosh Chodesh. Okay, interesting. So why do I bring this in? It's no wonder then if Purim is Koilel, all the Yomim Tovim, so there has to really be a connection between Purim and all the Yomim Tovim. So we've brought out how Purim is connected to Rosh Hashanah. Maybe next week we'll discuss how it's connected to Yom Kippur. But here, Purim is the father of all the Yomim Tovim, Marv Raboisai, but on a deeper level, let's try to explain the deep connection between Purim and Rosh Hashanah. And with this, we will end. Yeah, with this we will end. The Chida asks a very basic question. The Chida's question is, every Yom Tov, the name of the Yom Tov is for the salvation that happened on the Yom Tov. So on Pesach, God jumped over our homes. We always talk about the salvation and the miracle Hashem performed. Purim is the lottery of Haman. That has nothing to do with the miracle. God saved us from his lottery. But how is it that the lottery was the salvation? We needed a salvation from the lottery. But why name it Purim? So the Chida says an idea which is a fundamental idea to Rosh Hashanah as well. Remember we explained, we gave a share on this on a Monday, maybe 2 weeks ago. The Torah says that on Rosh Hashanah we wear our finest because we're confident that God will make a miracle for us. So we ask, well, confident? We're standing there in the shul, we're sittering, mi yichyeh mi yamos. What kind of confidence is there? Nobody's confident. Nobody thinks that their portfolio was perfect, that they could be confident. So we said from Rav Shlomo Kluger that there's another aspect of what's happening on Rosh Hashanah. We know that in the beginning of creation, by the Dar HaFlaga, by Kabbalah Satorah, Hashem made a lottery. And every sar, every angel took a different nation, and we became God's portion. The lottery, God's lotto pick, God's draft pick was us. Like the Pasuk says, Ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachlasoi. And God even said, I'm happy, I got a very good Chavla nafluli bani imim af nachalas shafra alai. I'm happy with my pick. I'm happy with my lottery. Ki chelek Hashem amai. We're God's lotto pick. We are His people. We are His lottery. And every Rosh Hashanah, that plays out again. That plays out again every Rosh Hashanah. The Malach who gets North Korea says, God, why don't you give me a chance at the Jewish people? Every year I have to get North Korea. How about let me try the Jewish people? And every year God does it over. Regarding that judgment, we are confident God will make a miracle and He'll choose us every single year because we're His children. We're inseparable from God. That is what the Torah is referring to, that we are confident God will make a miracle for us. Our personal judgment, we have no confidence in. We don't know. Nobody knows what the outcome will be for them in the upcoming year. But in terms of the judgment of the Jewish people as a whole, that God will select us as His people, that we're confident that we will have a good outcome on Rosh Hashanah. The Yom Tov of Purim, says the Chida, is called Purim because even though we didn't deserve to be saved, we were Chayiv Kloya, we deserved to be utterly destroyed. But the reason why God saved us It's not the poor, the lotto is not referring to Haman's lottery. It's referring to the lottery that God selected us as His people forever and ever. That's the Yom Tov of Purim. The Yom Tov of Purim is, Ki chelek Hashem amo Yaakov chevel nachalosai. The Yom Tov of Purim is a celebration that we are inherently God's first round draft pick. And therefore it comes out that there's a very important reason why we need to invoke Purim every Rosh Hashanah. Because on Rosh Hashanah, one of the main dinim, one of the main judgments that's taking place is it ki anu amecha? Or is it, you know, maybe one of them are the people of God? That's the second dimension of the judgment of Rosh Hashanah. Personal, national. When it comes to national, God, please pick us again. Really, God said, I'm going to pick you again? Yeah, God, look, we know we're your pick. So we give out some shalach manis. And we try to involve the Yom Tov Purim as much as possible into Rosh Hashanah as a zikaroi in Ribon Shem, ki pur haman nepach lepurenu. We know, you know, we're your chelek. We know that you chose us. We know that you're poor. You know that we're your lottery pick. Maybe, perhaps, this is the connection between the Yom Tov Rosh Hashanah, where this element of Klal Yisrael is being judged. We try to invoke as much as possible the day that confirms our selection as the Am Hashem. Be it as it may, I wish everybody a Freilichin Rosh Hashanah. And everybody should have a year of good health, nachas on their families, all your tefillah should be neskabel brachim uvaratzim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.